96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. We've been waiting for this all week. In just a few hours, Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will accept the nomination, once again making history. But what does she have to say to change negative perceptions and look presidential? We're talking about that and other issues tonight. My guests are Dr. Greg Carr, Chair of Afro-American Studies at Howard University, and of course, WHUR News reporter Taylor Thomas, live at the DNC in Philadelphia with guests. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. What does Hillary Clinton need to say? What are you expecting from her? You can comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or the hashtag WHURDNC. Let me start with you, Dr. Carr. Same question. What does Hillary Clinton have to do to take this speech over the top?
Well, she's not talking to the people in the room as much as she is the country. And there's a debate. You know, there's been some recent op-eds that have said she needs to go dark. In other words, she needs to get on that scary side as well. Why? Because her demographic now are those undecided, the independent voters. They're saying blue collar, which we know is a euphemism for white males. And her generation, the same group that Bill Clinton was talking to and that Joe Biden and Tim Kaine were talking to. But she's going to have the other thing I think she has to do. She has to create some form of humanizing herself. Everybody who knows Hillary Clinton says the same thing. You know, if you knew her in person, you see how warm and inviting she is. But 25 years of a steady barrage, what David Brock calls the vast white right-wing conspiracy against her, have created a caricature. Can she break through that tonight, particularly when people want an excuse to vote for her? I think that's going to be one of her tasks, too.
It's interesting because Taylor Thomas in her story touched on that. Does it make a difference because she is a woman? Does she have to work harder? Does she have to walk a tightrope?
I think that goes without saying. You know, it's very interesting to see her surround herself with black women. I mean, you had a quartet open this whole thing up on Monday when you have Marsha Fudge, Stephanie Rollins-Blake, when you have Donna Brazile, Leah Daughtry, and every night there have been black women, including today, Bernice King prayed to open up the thing. But Hillary Clinton, you know, is a woman, of course, and she's made history, but I think she can't overplay that hand. Mm-hmm. She's a white woman, after all. So, yes, there's progress, but that progress has to be put in context, and she has made sure to surround herself with not just women, but non-white women in a way that I think can make a compelling case, because she's going to have to win over some of these non-white women, especially black women, to get this election.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, covering the DNC, the fourth day, the final day, live from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Let's go to WHUR News reporter Taylor Thomas, live from Philadelphia. Taylor?
Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Carr. You're right, by the way. And the concentration, you know, the base of the Democratic Party, at least for her, is African-American women, and she does have to reach out to them. Joining me right now is Jamila Lemieux. And she's senior editor of Essence. Thank you.
I'm a senior editor at Ebony Magazine.
Ebony Magazine. That's the great Jamila Lemieux. No question.
Jamila, I'm sorry. I'm looking over there at the signage, people walking by. We are thankful to have you here and want to include you in the conversation. I want to ask you, what should Hillary Clinton say tonight?
Well, I don't know that. There's a lot of shoulds. I think that Dr. Carr makes an excellent point about her needing to convince people that are not in her demographic, who are not in this room today wearing Hillary paraphernalia, that she is likable. Mm-hmm. That is something that, you know, unfortunately has a great deal of bearing on how people choose to vote, and if they choose to vote. Think of all the times we heard people talking about President George W. Bush as someone who folks wanted to have a beer with. Right, mm-hmm. As if that's the sort of thing that should make you feel that you could put the future of this country, at least temporarily, in the hands of someone. But it is a factor, and she, quite frankly, has been painted as this caricature that lacks that. In terms of what people in the demographic that we serve at Ebony Magazine need to hear her say tonight, or would like to hear her say tonight, is that she is going to do things that have a measurable impact on the lives of African Americans. that African-American female voting bloc that, that she is obviously courting by surrounding herself with black women, by inviting the mothers, the quote-unquote mothers of the movement to participate in this convention this week, need to hear from her directly. I'm curious to hear if she's going to speak directly about issues that impact black women and use the words black and women in a sentence together, because that has not, that does not often happen.
Right, and some people are saying she should stay away from that, just stick on to what you've done, who you are, and your experience.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Question tonight for our listeners, particularly black women, have they connected with Hillary Clinton, even if you're a Democrat? But what if you're undecided? Did you need to hear something specific from her? Have you connected? Again, lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Wanted to ask Jamila, as President Obama once said, does she have to be more than just likable enough?
You know, that's a very good question. That the standard of likability, like the goalpost that exists for African Americans, there is certainly one that exists for women. That you have to be nicer, kinder, more gentle, perhaps, than we would demand of a male candidate, right? And we've seen the same with Michelle Obama, who's never been a candidate for political office, but who was warm and friendly and maternal since we were introduced to her on the public stage in 2007, and yet was still painted as being angry, brash, and abrasive, or, you know, daring to express opinions. That's the same sort of introduction that we had to Secretary Clinton during her times as First Lady. You know, she has an impeccable resume as a politician, as somebody who has been elected to office, and as somebody who has served as Secretary of State. She certainly has a lot of experience. I don't think that that's lost on people. And on the other side of the aisle, we have a candidate who has never held an elected office. Right? I mean, I just can't think of a greater barometer for what white male privilege looks like in this country that you don't say, okay, well, this is my first time at the rodeo. Maybe I should start, you know, as a mayor. Maybe I should start with the city council. That he wants to have the highest office in the land in his first political job. So by the virtue of her resume, she stands in great contrast to her competitor. But again, there are people that she absolutely must compel that are not terribly excited about her in the way that the people in this convention center or the stadium are. And I'm curious to know if she's going to be able to speak to them in a way that does change either the ambivalence around her or the feeling that they don't need to or want to participate in this process this time around.
And Harold, I think this will just start the process. I don't think we're going to get everyone to switch over today, but I think it's the process. They have to see her in the next 102 days actually looking and seeming different on the campaign trail.
Well, I want to ask Dr. Carr about that also. And by the way, our lines are still open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Okay, Dr. Carr, Hillary Clinton has been, even if it's unfairly characterized as stiff and cold and not warm, resume aside, she is following some of the best political speakers in the world, including Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, Michael Bloomberg, and on and on, and of course, the president and her own husband. You know, how do you top that short of just saying, hey, look, I'm here and making history?
You don't even try. You basically, what she's done, what they're doing, and the Clintons are two of the great political minds of this era, what they've done is surround her that says she doesn't have to do that, so that she has to say, in other words, you know, these are my people, this is my team. And Jamila's right, my friend Jamila Lemieux. I mean, the sexism here, the white male patriarchy is clear. You know, I mean, this is the type of thing where women have been put in a straitjacket. Michelle Obama's a lawyer. She hired Barack. That was her first, you know, his first job. You know, but still, she has to come off with a kind of balance of femininity and motherhood. Well, you know, I think Chelsea is going to handle that tonight in terms of her being a grandmother and that kind of thing. But Hillary Clinton should not try to be any of the speakers that preceded her. She can now slide in and say, yeah, I'm the one that, as you say, I'm the one they're talking about. Let's roll.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Tony, calling from Columbia. Thanks for calling, Tony. What's on your mind?
About the voters that are undecided, what is the other alternative? Mr. Trump, that's not a good one. So they have to really come over towards Hillary.
Well, or not necessarily, Tony. If you look at it, people are talking about this convention and all the contention. But, you know, folks have short memories. In 1992, it was Ross Perot that probably put Bill Clinton in the White House. And, of course, 2000, we have Ralph Nader. You know, the polling numbers between Gary Johnson with the Libertarians and Jill Stein.
Who, by the way, if I may, we've please. Seen more of him on pundits' tables.
That's
than
right.
You know, politicking for president.
That's
please,
exactly right. No, Harold, you're absolutely right. This is the wild card. We don't know if they siphon off between the Greens and the Libertarians. If they siphon off 15% of this vote, then we have places in play like Pennsylvania, Ohio, that could really, it could be very unpredictable. The Tim Kaine pick shores up Virginia, which puts the GOP in a very precarious position. But let's be very clear, Tony, in terms of our choices, you know, it's a choice between, as Jamila said, a politician who's probably the most qualified person to ever run for president, using Barack Obama's words, and a side that has wrapped and gambled its whole campaign strategy on resentment, on fear, on hatred. And so they're betting that they can pull that off. And so this is a wild election, brother.
Without a doubt. Tony, thank you so much for your phone call. We appreciate it. Taylor, real quick before the break.
Jamila, your final thoughts?
I think we are going to see tonight. I don't know that we're going to meet a new Hillary Clinton, and I echo Dr. Carr's thoughts that I don't think that we should. I think that she should continue to emphasize her resume, who she's been, and then talk about what she's capable of doing in office. And I think that she absolutely owes it to certain special interest groups, quote unquote, that she relies upon to look us in the eye in front of the world and tell us what she plans to do, because there's going to be a police moment that happens on this stage tonight, if it happens, it hasn't happened already, that I think is going to make certain people a little bit uncomfortable. May extend that narrative about there being some kind of even footing between police officers and African Americans when it comes to the detention and the issues between us. And so I think that that's a somewhat sour note to hit at the end of a week that has had a lot of moments that would be compelling, charming, or exciting for African-American voters. And I hope that she has something to say that doesn't go along with what that sort of imagery may bring.
Well, Jamila,
to
I've got to take a break, but I appreciate you joining the conversation. It's certainly an honor to have you on the program. Looking forward to having you on the program again. I need to take a break, but we are still taking your phone calls. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Fourth and final day of the DNC. What are your thoughts as we move into the general election season? If you're on the phone, stay with us. You will be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation in just a bit.